With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Elections officers around the U.S. are trying to strengthen their voting systems to prevent any intrusions in elections. New Mexico's Secretary of State, Maggie Toulouse-Oliver, says since 2018, states have been working closely with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and with Congress to assure voters of the integrity of their ballots. And she says early voting that began last week is trending.
Early voting started in New Mexico in 2002, and over the years, it has become the most popular form of voting. Most people now go to the polls before Election Day. Most people use early voting if they vote before Election Day as opposed to absentee. And it's become bigger and better and more convenient. We still have rural parts of the state that we need to work on expanding early voting opportunities for those folks. Sometimes it's hard to get all the way to the nearest early voting site if you live in a real rural area.
Toulouse-Oliver says New Mexico has had no major issues with elections, in part because of paper ballots that replaced electronic machines more than a decade ago. But she adds improvements are always being made to update security.
We can always go back and recreate an election with those paper ballots. And so we have lots of safeguards in place. In election administration, we call that resiliency. We have a very resilient system.
In fact, says the Secretary of State, when it comes to elections, New Mexico is leading the way.
You know, we're ahead of the game here in New Mexico. You know, we've been doing paper ballots since 06. We've been doing audits since 2010. There are a lot of states around the country that aren't even fully paper ballot systems yet, so they still have a long way to go. And I'm really proud that we as a state kind of saw into the future and made sure that we had our ducks in a row.
Citizens can still register to vote at their county clerk's office. The website nmvote.org has more information. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.